Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Welcome to the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. I'm going to get started again another week, kind of early. I'm going to end the show. I'm going to finish off with Shana Maria Holtz. She's actually Memory Lane. This is a song I'm playing. Actually, Shana's out of Houston, Texas. So this song you're hearing right here, this is Shana Maria Holtz. Houston, Texas. She's open for bookings. You can find her on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Also to set up for parties. Any events you guys having, of course, in a positive way, she's ready to rock and roll. Shana Maria Holtz. Also too, you guys get a chance, you ever in a Florida area, or if you're not in the Florida area, go to look up Dinosaur Tire, okay? Dinosaur Tire, the address is 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 33334. Dinosaur Tire, okay? You get a chance, check it out. Also, too, in the show, I'm going to have Ron Yarbrough, but I played in the NFL with Ron Yarbrough with the New York Jets. Ron, you like to say hello?
Good evening. Good evening to everyone, and mainly to my man, Stevie. How you doing this week?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. You know, like I said, I think I mentioned before, lately I've been, I don't know, for some reason, 2019, the devil is after me. I mean, he's coming everywhere you think he can come. He's after me. Through people, around people, puppies, you know, I mean, insects, yeah. Hey, it's coming after me.
Get that cloud on you, huh?
That cloud on me, man. I'm trying to get away, but any little thing, it's like everywhere I step, you know, and you know what, though? Like you said one time, you know, you get to a certain point, you know, and certain times now, there's so many things going on in life these days. Sometimes you just be like, you know what? Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Sometime, and my brother said, I'm not going to say it was warning because I knew he was saying it. Sometimes you just have to go on with your life and let people think what they want to think. You know, as long as you're not hurting nobody physically,
right?
You know,
right.
Mentally a certain way, you know. Yeah, go on with your life, man. But we're going to get into this topic, though, man. But how you been? How your week going? Oh, mine is, I'm telling you, I've been running through the woods. Go ahead.
No complaining over here, man. We, you know. My season is about to get started and everything like that.
Okay.
So I'm content putting in a lot of work, you know, but everything
right.
is well, man. Everybody's health is well, mental tude is good, everything is all right. Thumbs up.
That's what's going on. That's what it's about. We're going to get to this topic, though. For your listeners, this is Ron Yarbrough. Played with me at the New York Jets. Ron is a true friend, and I'm glad to have him on the show. And we're working on something here really, really soon. Still working on it to get something you guys can probably start seeing us live, you know. So we'll see what happens. The topic today is, do you believe fear is controlling our lives? And, Ron, and for y'all, a lot of times I won't call him Ron, I always call him Yarbrough. And so a lot of guys from Louisiana, anytime you do somebody from Louisiana, they're going to give you a nickname. I always say that. And I'll just, that's what we're going to do. So if I'm saying y'all, bro, just kind of follow me. I mean Ryan. So just letting you know that. But this topic, do you believe fear is controlling our lives? Bro, first of all, I'm going to give you a definition. It says the definition of fear, okay? Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something dangerous, likely to cause pain, or a threat. So I'm going to give you a biblical term on this. Isaiah said, for the first to 10th verse, ESV, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Also, Matthew 10, 31st verse, ESV, it says, fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Fear not, therefore, you are of more values than many sparrows. And we're going to get into the show today. What was said in the biblical terms, it's going to come right back to it, everything we're basically saying. But Pro, I would like to say that I feel like, first of all, I would like to say that everyone fears something. There's fear. You fear something. Mm-hmm. Everyone fears something. So I don't know what you fear, and I know when you train as athletes, you know, at a young age, sometimes you taught to be fearless. It's the way you are, but there's still something you fear. I mean, I'm not a big fan of snakes. I'm not. I'm not trying to deal with them too much. But I will approach a snake, and my fear is getting away from snakes now. I used to be really afraid because that's just the way it was. I mean, a few other things I talk about in the show. But what do you think about this fear? Do you believe fear is controlling our lives? And we'll get into that. Everything else for us, what we think about it. What do you believe is controlling our lives? Fear.
Yeah. Whatever we put our minds to is what control our world. And whether it's health, whether it's bills, whether it's money, whether it's relationships, that's what controls our world. And, mm-hmm. you know, one thing I've learned over the years is, you know, I had to train myself to let go of everything, let go of everything I fear, because what's going to happen is what you fear is going to come into, you know, it's a reflection of mm-hmm. of you. So you're going to have to face it at one time or another. So therefore, why not even, you know, let it control your world?
Well, it's something you say that, though. It's that. It's something, like you say, you have to practice. You have to be aware of it. Be like, you know what? This fear is a problem. Like, why am I feeling this way? Now, like I said, I believe that everyone, me personally, I believe, myself truly believe that every human life have a taste of fear in their system. Okay? Now, I also believe that fear is controlling our lives, and many of us are aware of it. Exactly what you're saying. You have to be aware of it. You have to be aware of it and face it to move forward through it, because you don't. Yeah, bro, it's so many human lives out there, souls right now. Fear is controlling them from standing up for themselves. Fear is allowing them to finish last, to take not second place, but if there's 50 in the place, to take 51st place, not even being in the arena. Fear, you know, it's putting them out of the arena. Yeah.
Yes. Not even going to get a participation medal. Mm-hmm.
That's true. And you have some fear. You have people out there right now that fear change. I mean, making that next step. You know, actually fear of, and I'm kind of fear to succeed.
Like you said, fear of of change, okay? So
right.
When you say fear of change, something such as, you know, knowing you should be doing something different than what you're doing, okay? You know, the definition of insanity, or you're going to get the same results. But the fear of, just like, say, success, fear of success, you know, why wouldn't you be doing what you need to do if you know it's going to get the results that you want? Now, I personally am a victim. Well, not a victim. I don't like that word, but I participate in fear of success sometimes. And that's not always a good, I'm not going to say always, but it's not a good thing. It's okay to be cautious in certain areas, but when you've done certain things throughout your life and you know that, okay, if I want to become, and we speak on business owner terms versus being an employee, that's just how I am, how I always was raised. If I want to run this big company, take me X amount of days to do this, X amount of hours to do that, okay? I know I can do it. I've done it before, and I know I can do it again, and I know I can do it on a bigger scale. But I don't feel like being bothered with this. I don't feel like being bothered with that, you know? And I'm speaking for myself
running.
Right now.
Running.
And that's something that I personally was not put here to do. I was not put here to, like, say, come in 51st place. You see what I'm saying? So that's something that I'm glad that you brought this up, because it's something that I have to address personally myself, you know, fear of certain success, because, you know, because you don't want to deal with all of the aftermath. People don't really bother me like that, you know, like you were saying in the beginning of the show, you know, you gotta let people go, okay? But just knowing within, just like, you know, we had to go out and put a certain amount of road work in, we had to get a certain amount of catches by us being a receiver, you know, we had to go out and run a certain amount of routes, in order to make our routes look good so we can get open, and, you know, like we like to do, we like to make things look easy, but it's not easy. Okay.
Right.
But that's some of the stuff that I wanted to touch on. You know, like fear of success. Why wouldn't you want to do well in certain things? That don't make sense, right?
Right. Right. But like you said, when we play football, I'm going to say this some way. I don't want to say it kind of interfere with another athlete. But a lot of times, we've just only been around us. So we're around, so when we get out to with regular people, a lot of times we don't really want to talk too much, say too much, because we've been in a different arena, a profession, no different than, I would say, doctors, attorneys, like the higher major jobs and certain, well, everyone's professional, anything they do, professional people that work at a cash register, whatever it may be, it could be in a retail store, it don't matter, they're professionals. But what I'm saying is the extra work we put in, we're running routes, making so many catches a day, clean, because we wanted to succeed when it was time to show up. We were practicing to not to fail. And but you say that in real life today, there are people not practicing succeed because you have so, and also too, but also too, when we're in that arena, we always had people pushing us to do better also. And that's what happened to us today. We have a lot of negative people that's carrying around us that, you know, fear can be taught. I'm gonna go over and tell
absolutely. Huh? It is taught.
Right.
It is taught. It's
right.
learned. Yeah, it's learned. It's learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what
right.
you were saying, Stevie, was and
right.
that they play the flip side, because everything has a yin and a yang. Okay, a positive and a negative. Okay, and
right.
it offsets each other. So as I was saying, fear of success. That's another thing too. Like I was saying, when you go out and you do a certain amount of whatever the work may be, okay, you put in a certain
right.
amount of hours, put in a certain amount of studying, so you can succeed, you know, because your fear
right.
of non-success leads you to go out and do certain things as well. So it's all, you know, it's all perspective, you know, how you look at it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad
right.
you brought that up. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Because
you looked,
now,
at, you looked at it from one angle, and I looked at it from another angle.
Right. Right. And but also, too, you had mentioned, too, now, it's also, it's very important not to get foolishness mixed up with fear. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, oh, I don't fear anything now. You know, like I said, I mentioned earlier, I said about snakes, you know, rattlesnakes, well, snakes, period. I don't want to be
right.
around no poison snakes. Back where I'm from, it's like poison snakes. There ain't no pet snakes. Well, oh, the snakes are so pretty. Don't go back to Louisiana, okay? Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Don't be out there playing around. You can't just go chase for a golf ball out there in those woods, okay? So
uh-huh.
We have reptiles that would kill you, okay? That would kill you back that way. So
yeah.
I was growing up, watch that snake. Don't touch that snake, you know. But all of a sudden, I hear that as a little kid, and I really become fearful of all snakes, right? So even an unpoisoned snake, it don't matter. He's a snake. He's deadly. But you don't watch me, like my friends that grow with me. I have a lizard. I pick up a lizard in a minute. But
uh-huh.
it's the same reptile family. But why am I not afraid of a lizard or frogs, whatever? I'll pick them up. I'm going to tell you this story. I used to get these frogs. I'm going to get a couple of stories. This lady, she passed away. But I never forgot. I used to collect these frogs. My mom, and you know, they found out what I was doing. They saw me in the backyard putting these frogs in this stump. But I used to go get the frogs, man. And I used to take them to the parties back in the day. Young day. I go break the party up. So me doing all this things right here with, oh, that's another thing. Oh, don't play with frogs. You're going to get warts on your hands. Like, what the? Like this hand has been taught. Right.
Uh-huh.
But, and my brother tell you that I'm the one that, it's not too many things that I do fear. I've always taken a chance on certain things, but, you know, all positive, but at the same time, a poisonous snake, I know that's the difference between foolishness and fear, okay? I'm not going to be a fool to be playing around no poison snake and bringing no poison snakes that's a pet back at home that some people do and they end up dying years after by these snakes. They don't talk about that, but it happens. So
uh-huh.
that's the difference between that. But here's some symptoms of fear. It says fast pounding heart. We all been that way, of course. Sweating, trembling, shaking, breathing problems, hot or cold flashes. Chest pain, problem swallowing, dizziness, and feeling faint. And like you were saying about the talk, because you had mentioned, we had talked about this earlier, and you guys, Ryan mentioned this to me earlier a few days ago, about how fear can be taught. And you hear when they're growing up, you're teaching the kids, don't do this, don't do that, or you can't do that. Now that's where the grown folk come in at, see? That's where us come in. See?
Yeah.
You hear that all the time. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that, man. So what? Wait, hold on. Why can't I do it? Why?
Right.
If I'm physically able to do it and mentally able to do it, why can't I do it?
Yeah.
But see, that's the problem with what's going on right now. And that's installed. And it's already instilled. Look, fear's already. We already have a little fear in our system in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to put this on top of somebody else around you, adding more weight on it. Now, I was walking down, I was somewhere, and I asked a young lady, I said, are you afraid of anything? And then she said, no, I'm not afraid of anything. I said, okay, so you sure you're not afraid of anything? No, I'm not. I said, you afraid of heights? Yes, I'm fear of heights. I'm afraid of heights. There you go. Everybody's afraid of something. Everybody's afraid of something. I just want to say. I want to say that.
That's right. That's right on point. For the simple fact that you know my father, you know my dad,
and a
thing that I learned as a child growing up, and I'm the same way with my children, is I didn't fear my dad. I more so respected him than feared him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, when fear is put down on you, I wasn't raised that particular way. I mean, family members, other people and everything. Yeah. You know, you can't do this and do that. But me and my father had an open, and still do to this day because he's still living, had an open relationship as far as communication and verbalizing without him putting me down or just saying, because I said so. You see, well, why can't I? Okay, why can't I do that? Because I said so. That's not an answer, you know, and that's people are still going to have, you know, questions. You know, so that's one thing when parents or teachers or whatever, when adults, put it that way, when adults talk to children, you know, you should always have an open floor when they don't understand, because they're not just trying to go against you, you know, just have questions.
Well, hold on now, because you just stepped in some stuff now. It don't smell too right.
Right.
Now. Right. All right. Let me tell you. See what's going on. All right. So look at it. Hold on now. So you said that I'm going to say a parent, and that could be a relative, whomever, telling his kid what they can do, but then you have another parent that might not haven't been down that road or understand that road.
Right.
On the backside, instilling negative to that particular kid or that person. Or it could be that friend, so-called friend, that girl from the other side, girl, you know you can't do that. You know you can't do that. I don't know what you've been trying for. Why are you even worried about it? Well, you know what was it? Why are you even worried about trying to get him? Why are you trying to talk to him for? You know, it could be the guy. Man, why are you trying to talk to him? How are you gonna make that relationship work? What is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
From kids to adults, male and female, negative. Okay, you gotta watch that. Because the thing about this, the parent situation though. We get back on this parent. You have parents that's telling their kids when one parent is influencing them and behind them and motivating them, another parent is bringing them right back down.
Yes.
That's serious business, and that's what's going on right now. That's going on right now as we talk. Somebody's not listening to the show, and they're doing that to their kid. Or they're doing it to that young adult.
Yeah.
Or among each other. Yeah, they're doing it. Or it's friends. They put each other down. You know, and one's trying to bring them up, and the other pull them down. So
trying to instill.
Trying to instill it. And guess what? Guess what? And I'm going to talk about this too. Is that old evilness is coming from that fear, okay? That devil's in it.
Yes.
Okay, the evilness coming in that fear, and it puts it in people's system. And like, why do you have people? Why do you think you have people having nervous breakdowns? They nervous breakdown because they fear. I'm having a nervous breakdown. What the f-? You know what? You'd be like, what? You better get up from it and get with it. But it's that fear. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, it's true. But you know what, though? Check this out, y'all, bro. There are so many people living in guilt because they never did take that next step or that chance in life because of fear. They're living in guilt right now, too.
Yeah. Yes.
They're living in guilt because they took that chance. Yeah.
Yeah.
You left
that's really
because you can see.
Yeah, that's really gonna get you. That's really gonna get you where you want to go. Being mad at somebody else, right?
Right. Because of fear, and then now you're trying to like, you know what? Look at to get through fear. I'm gonna get to that too. Fear have put us in an invisible cage. An invisible cage. That's people right now in cage right now with fear. They can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Approach this person. They're afraid to ask their boss, like, listen, I would like to bring this to you to see can we actually move forward in this business position here. I think this will work. Scared, fear. Being safe. Let me tell you something. Safe would never get you the real trophy. Safe will get you in the building, but safe will never get you the extras.
Yeah.
You do that. Safe won't get you the extras. You in the building, but it won't get you the extras. You won't get the, you know, it's going to get you, you're going to get maybe an appetizer as you're going to get being safe. But when you do it, you're not going to you're not going to get the entree and the dessert. Okay? But, and guess what? You being safe, be like, you're going to be looking at the next person, angry because the fact that you fear, you want to have fear got to control you. Guess why? Because you had the negative people around you. And then the negative people can be your parents too.
Yeah, people don't realize that.
Yeah.
I've seen it plenty of times.
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You play professional sports, professional football. We don't never talk about, we don't never talk on this show about how hard we really worked because people wouldn't understand how hard we really worked. It tickles me to look at some of these shows with this. And we're going to do a show on fitness and stuff, but I look at some people working out, and all of a sudden, it's been paraded in a certain way. I'm like, okay, that's good. That's good. We've been doing this for over 30-some years, 35, 40 years we've been doing this? What people just trying to start doing? And we used to do it almost, twice a day, at least 3 days out the week?
Easy.
At 11 o'clock at night, we got run at 11 o'clock at night, and you have to be up at 5 o'clock to be at practice?
Yeah.
We don't talk about that, though. It's like you almost, it's like insanity. How much we used to work out. But, Santa, to say this, you have to work that way toward beating fear. Because fear is that deep that we just can't pull it out of our systems. It's deep. You know, some fears can also be the unknown.
Wow.
Because basically you just don't know. Yeah,
yeah.
Right? You've been unknown because you just don't know, because you don't know a situation or a particular situation of how this may happen. You don't know. Are you aware of this? I don't understand this. But it's fear. So how do you get past that? You have to go work. Like you say, you got to work through that and learn to understand it. Ask questions to understand it. But let me say this. Hold on one second before I go over there.
Okay.
You play professional sports, professional football. And you got people has watched you all through your life and upset with you because of the fact like, he's good. He made it. Yeah, but that player over there, he's better. The one that's playing now. Don't understand that to get there, to even get the collegiate level, you're holding that kid back from going to talk to you because – you are fearful to go out and give it a try yourself, to go out and try to see if you fail. You got to fail to succeed.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that.
No,
not in my mouth.
Ryan Yarbrough, you've seen over the years that have kids that could have been going to you, just drop them off, and you'd be like, all right, this is this right now. I need this in my life, this kid to work with. That know you as Ryan Yarbrough, a professional NFL player, And kids right now has grown up from 7 years old. Now they're growing in college. That all they have to do is drop their kid off to your house. Parents fear because they didn't go out there and try because, oh, yeah, he's good. But what? You made it to the next level. How far you want to go? That's it. That's it. Fear. Fear control our lives. Negative, negative, negative. Sorry about that, man. I was just thinking about that because it's true. It's true.
Nah. No. What? And one piece that you touched on was like, well, two pieces. The fear of the unknown and the fear of failure.
Right.
Okay. And you have to fail in order to see, you know, there's nobody.
Say it again. Say it again. Say it again now.
Yeah, you have to fail in order to succeed. That's just numbers. I mean, it's just a numbers game. That's the game of life, the numbers game of life. Now, some people fail more than others. Some people don't have to fail as much in order to succeed. But once again, like we keep on touching on, everyone is different. Okay, everyone is different. I try not to get caught up in that. And the people, you know, my family and people that I associate with, business-wise, socially, anything in of that nature, it's okay. You know, somebody drops something, they expect you to laugh at them all. No, I don't. It's okay. Pick it up. No big deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
No big deal. It's okay. You know, it's okay. Because if you only knew how many times that I have failed, you know, and continue to fail.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between me failing is that me getting up and overcoming my fears is what separates me a lot of the times. So it's like, okay, just like, you know, fear of getting a no, you know, by me being, you know, a man, a brown-skinned man in this world, okay, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's countless times that I've heard no. Now, if I let that keep me in a certain place, we wouldn't even be talking on the phone right now, okay? But guess what? What if you knew that your next no, your previous no was going to lead to the yes that you're looking for, okay?
Right.
The fear of the unknown, right there. Fear of failure, okay?
Right.
Guess what? You're right there, buddy. Don't stop, okay?
Right.
One more no is going to lead you to your yes, but you don't know that because you're afraid to get another no. So
exactly.
That's how.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's how I look at things, man.
But you know what?
Fear does. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
No. Go ahead. Listen to you. See, fear does what now?
I'm saying fear does, you know, control our lives, you know, in a lot of ways. But once we realize that, I will be fearful. I'm more fearful, put it this particular way, I'm more fearful not to deal with the unknown. And I'm more fearful, say that about 10 times straight.
Right. You're getting it right, though. We got it.
I'm more fearful not to fail. Okay,
right.
And what I mean
right.
by that is knowing that that's part of life. So therefore, if I continue to let that run my life, I'll continue to, you know, say it as stay in a certain state of mind, stay in a certain state of being, so on and so forth. So I'll be mad at myself if I let fear control me because I know better, bottom line.
Right. So you know what, though? But fear is controlling our lives. It's controlling our lives because the fact is, like I said, that invisible cage. You got some people right now in fear. Their fear to just leave and make another step. Their fear to their fear of communicate with someone. You have different nationalities of people afraid to communicate with the next nationality because they don't know how to speak that language. Well, open your mouth. Say something. They probably speak the same language you speak. If not, go to someone to learn the language. Go ahead now.
That's awesome you brought that up, because the fear that the universal language is love. The universal language is smiling.
That's it.
Yeah, that's universal right there. Yeah, but like you were saying, you can't let that hold you back.
No. Yeah. You got fear of failure, embarrassment. Like you say, you think about runway models. I've seen on YouTube, they go back and look at and laugh at the models running, falling on the runway, okay?
Yeah.
But when she walked back down through that next time, she gonna know how to step. Okay?
Right.
That's that old school term with that step. My mom used to tell everybody it's called stepping. Okay. She's gonna know how to step when she walked that walk, and she's gonna know what to step. Okay? And she's gonna know how to get her stride right. We can relate that to sports with football, receivers, your stride, you can open your stride up and get a certain distance. So she'll know the steps you need to make. Also too, fear of trying something new. There's so many people in the world today that still fear of trying something new. Something to eat or different. I'm going to get up today. I am going to go work out today. You know what? I'm going to get up today. I'm going to start walking. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to put this little dumbbell in my arms, and I'm going to just do some type of exercise. I'm going to get on this bicycle. If not, I can't walk at all, I'm going to get in the pool and do some exercise in the pool. Oh, you know what? I'm going to try to butter my toast on both sides. Not just one side.
Whoa.
It's too many people trying that we just stuck. But you know what, though? That parental situation went up a while ago on that, too, the fear side, some of the kids been taught.
Uh-huh.
It's very, 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 very bad. But this is my thing, too, is that someone had mentioned this, man, about that could be of the devil's work. It's true. It affects you mentally, and which affects you physically. Okay? It destroys your hope. It keeps you short of your goals. And yes, those negative people are part of that. All that fall in that same category of fear. Man, fear is a topic that you very seldom hear people talk about. But fear is very, very evil and dangerous. And for some reason, and then we have, see, people understand the devil. What he does, he comes in, you don't even see him, he just gets into that soul. And some people, he just going to stick there. Some people going to bounce right out. You know what I mean? Let me stop. I don't get too deep, right? That's another topic. That's too deep. Let me stop right there. So I do understand what I'm about to say with that. But the fear, it defines you being, you limited. You see something, go do something different. As long as it's a positive way, do something different. You know, try it. Just don't be, you know what, living in New York would make you try different things. You've been to restaurants and stuff, things you do, and people say, no, try this. No, you're going to try this. They force you. Like, no, you're going to try this. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay. And be like, wow, this is good. I like this.
Yeah.
That's a different round of people. That's why New York is the state that drives the United States. Okay? It's New York, D.C., Chicago, California. That's those four, five, whatever. Then everything else filtered. Miami down this way we're at, this is just vacation. It's vacation. You get things done down here. But I'm just saying, that's the people you want to keep, those type of people around you, though. Those positive influences, people that have that drive. Boy, sorry about that. I got a little loose a little bit. I'm all over the city because the spirit is everywhere.
But right, because like you said, New York, where we played together, people going to jump up in your invisible cage. They're not going to know that you have an invisible cage, okay? Your invisible cage is really, you know, your mental, your mentality, you know, that's holding you back. That's, that's your invisible cage, you know, is the within. You know, what
mm-hmm.
is your thoughts within? You know, what's holding you back? You know, because we can smile
mm-hmm.
on the outside, we can smile on the outside and be trembling on the inside. People question me
right.
about that sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, I smile to offset what's going on inside of me at times, you know, because I don't want to project my fear onto you, because I know how to handle my fears, okay? But I don't want to stress people out or have them thinking a certain way, a fearful way, put it that particular way. So
mm-hmm.
therefore, I'm smiling and I'm being positive, because I'd rather you go down that route than down
mm-hmm.
a fearful route.
Right. Right. It's just like this. As adults, we still don't grow up as kids with fear.
Yeah.
We still in a kid mentality with fear. You know that?
Yes.
We've grown, okay? And,
yes.
You know, and still have that in your heart, in your system. Because of fact, and then you have certain people around you still putting that fear in your system. Man, I'm going to tell you something. It's like this when you have fear. It's like fear is weight. It's mental weight that can affect you physically. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't complete positive changes in life when fear is interfering with your life. I'm going to say it again. You can't make complete positive changes in your life when fear is interfering with your life. And again,
yes.
you got to stop hanging around people that can stop hanging around people that can constantly live in doubt also, or are afraid to take the necessary steps to fight through fear. I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Stop hanging around people that consistently in doubt are afraid to take necessary steps to fight through fear. You know, you got to have
yes.
that. And you relate to sports again.
How about this too, Stevie? When you, okay, say you do that, okay, say you eliminate
mm-hmm.
negative people and things like that. Another thing that you have to do when you are alone and by yourself,
mm-hmm.
you have to continue to feed yourself positivity. You have to read positive things. You have to, if you're watching TV, you have to watch positive things on TV. If you're listening to the radio, you have to listen to positive things, because it's always surrounding you. You can be in the house,
mm-hmm.
a hermit, do everything you want to do, just like Ice Cube on Lottery Ticket. He stayed down in that basement,
mm-hmm.
right, for 20-some
right.
years. Okay? They
yeah.
never come outside, you know. But guess
mm-hmm.
what? When he came outside, he still was angry. The whole time,
mm-hmm.
he was by himself in that basement, but when he came outside, he still was angry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, when you are alone and by self, you have to also continue to feed yourself positive things, because that's, you know, fear attracts fear, positivity attracts positivity, negativity attracts negativity, because when you look at it and it's all said and done, why are these negative people coming into my world? Why are all these fearful people coming into my world? Because I'm being fearful, you know, on the inside. And like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I'm attracting this fearful, you know, this fear. So
right.
therefore,
right.
when Stevie and y'all bro talk, it's joy, okay? That's joy meeting
right.
up together. You understand?
Right. Right.
So it's like, okay, cool. So, you know, because we attracted that each other.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Fear, I can feel, you know, I can feel fear off of you at times. You can feel fear off of me at times. Everybody else don't know that, okay? But we can feel it, all right? But that's far and few times in between, because the majority of times is joy. you know, his laughter, his positivity, you know, things like that. And that's
right.
Because that's what we trained ourselves to be.
Right, right, absolutely. And that's the thing, like you said, is that we find out that hold on one second, I have a call coming in.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Claudia. Hi, Stevie. This is
Claudia. Oh, how you doing? How you doing? I got you right now. Thanks for joining. We have Ron Yarbrough on the online too. This is Claudia from Houston. And I'm listening.
Hi, Claudia.
Yeah, I'm
how
Claudia Autry from Houston, and I'm a hypnotist, and really enjoy calling in right now. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I'm glad you called in. This kind of this right here, you guys, Claudia. We talked to Claudia a while back, a few shows ago. This is great timing, Claudia. I'm glad you called in because this kind of she'll tell you, she'll explain what she does and everything. Claudia, you want to explain what you do, how to reach you and whatnot?
I would love to. So I'm a hypnotist, and what I do is I help people, and please don't get scared of hypnosis. It's not a scary thing. It's actually a way of being able to use your mind better. And I love the topic that we're talking about today about fear, because that's all in the mind. And so we get into a habit or a pattern of fear, and then it just plays out over and over. And so using hypnosis, you can kind of stop that circular thinking so that you can get out of that rut and stop living in fear, and then moving forward with power and peace. And anyway, so just jumping in and saying that.
That sounds good, because the fact is, let me tell you, and I think Ben Ryan had mentioned before about the hypnosis. I'm considering trying. I just want to make sure that when I come out, I'm the same person. When I come back from hypnosis, I want to come out nobody different. You know, the same person.
You are totally like. I'm so glad you said that. That's one of the things that people don't understand about hypnosis. You're actually more yourself, because a lot of times. When we move, because the true you is inside. And sometimes we put, like, we think that we have to do certain things, or, you know, we're trying to be nice, and we start rationalizing and doing things that aren't really in our best interest, because we think that's what we're supposed to do because someone told us or society said, and it keeps us living small. When you use hypnosis, you actually are more in touch with who you really are. A lot of spiritual people use meditation so that they can become more empowered and become who they are. So you would actually be more Stevie.
So you pull a percent.
You'd be bigger and better Stevie.
Okay, that's awesome. So you're saying you believe that. So you're saying that hypnosis would actually remove those certain things that you've been fearful of in your life. It helps you to get past that stage.
Absolutely. I actually was working with an amazing client who, for the last 10 years, was terrified of driving, because as soon as she came and started driving, she got into really high-speed, bad accident when she moved to Houston.
Right.
And so she was terrified of driving for 10 years. And we worked together. And after several sessions, she was driving more. Now she's just like, watch out, Houston. She's on the road. But she's a very safe driver.
What'd you
driving.
What you think about that? Ron, what you think about that? That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's awesome that you did that for her. That's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
Ron, what you think about that?
Well, I was just helping her be more herself.
Yeah.
Ron, what you think about that?
No, I agree. Like we said before, when Claudia came on, I know that hypnosis relaxes the mind, makes you a better person from within, makes you tap into certain areas and remove those areas that we've been conditioned to accept over the lifetime. Now, her client that she's speaking of right now, I don't know if she had an accident or seen something happen, you know, something fear, you know, that made her
fear driving, you know, and that's something, once again, I cannot speak for Claudia, but I'm sure that that's something that she taps into, the part that's making you fear that and alleviates that, you know, wipes it out your mind.
Well, I tell you
what. Is that correct?
That is what we did, and she gave me permission to speak about her. I normally don't really want to go into the details of anything, but she gave me permission to talk about her. She was in a high-speed accident, and so whenever she would get on the road, she just burst into tears, poor thing, because she would get so scared. And so obviously, especially in Houston with all the traffic, it's, you know, you can't live a life in Houston or in pretty much most of the places, most of the big cities in the U.S. and not be able to drive. You have to be able to drive. And so it was really impairing her life. And, you know, she wasn't able to, like what this looked like was she wasn't able to go and drive to hang out with people. She wasn't meeting enough people. You know, it was always her and her husband together, which is not a bad thing, but it's that complete lack of independence. You know, so she really lost a lot. And now that she's driving, now she has the option of being independent and going to the store and getting something by herself. You know, it's a big deal.
You know what? I know many people in my life that have had bad accidents, and I wish they would have done the same thing. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing that you were able to transform her mind into a mm-hmm. positive way like that, and to get her back on track. And I'm gonna have to set up. I don't know when we'd be to Houston, but I'm gonna set up something and let you know. But that's fantastic. It really is. So you like a session pack? How do you do it? You like a package or different sessions? How do you do your hypnosis? Or are you rather not talk about that part?
Well, no. I mean, I'm open to talking about that. Hypnosis is very effective, but it is not a miracle. It's not magic. It's not like you mm-hmm. do one hypnosis session and you're good. You know, nothing
right.
works like that. I mean, you got to go
right.
work out regularly if you want to have a strong body. It's not just one day at the gym and you're good. So
right.
this is not quite as strenuous as going to work out.
Right.
But it does take
mm-hmm.
3 to 6 sessions for most things. You know, if you want to work
okay.
on, you know, it's about how much you're able to relax. And usually it takes a couple of sessions to work on each issue that you come up with. Sometimes it takes you a little longer to relax. You have to learn and release whatever it's keeping you from relaxing. Because, you know, like for her, it was hard for her. You know, she had to learn how to relax first. And
mm-hmm.
other people who have a lot of fear, they, you kind of have to learn how to relax first. And then you understand the process. And then you start using it more and more. And, you know, honestly, the more you use the technique of hypnosis, the easier it is, the faster you go, and the more profound the effects are. So it kind of builds on itself. So I have 3
Fantastic.
Session packages. I have 6 session packages. And I also have a 10
okay.
session package, which is for someone who wants to work on a bunch of different issues, or they're working on weight, because weight is the most complex issue that we work on. Because you have to eat to live.
You do. You have to eat to live. You do. You do. You have to mm-hmm. do that. Let me ask you a question then. So how can you be Ryan, you said anything else before we finish the show to Claudia? You have anything to say?
I was just going to ask Claudia to let the listeners know her information once again, so
yeah.
they can follow up with her.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate that. Well, I'm here in Houston, and you can reach me by going to my website, which is www.claudiaautry.com. So that's spelled Claudia, as in tiger, R as in rabbit, Y.com. And you can also follow me on Facebook. You can find my name on Facebook, and my business page is All of You Healing. I also run a school of hypnosis, so you'll see all of that when you start looking at my website and my stuff. So I do regular live streams on Jay, and I'm going to start doing them on Wednesdays too. About mine, the Thursday ones that I've been doing are about relationships and narcissism and, you know, self-love and that kind of stuff. And then I also do going to start one on money consciousness. So I'm excited about that one.
Okay.
I've got a couple of events coming up too. Great. So there's other things that you can do in Houston if you want to come and see me.
Absolutely. Claudia Audrey, right?
Yes.
Claudia Audrey.
Yes, Claudia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, Claudia Audrey. Sorry, I've been I don't know what's going on. I've just been tired. I'm trying to wake up. I didn't drink. I didn't have my coffee. My coffee with my tea today for some reason. But Claudia, I'm glad you called in. Claudia Audrey. She gave you information to reach her. You guys are in the Houston area. And also, too, after the show, I'm going to have to rebroadcast. I'm going to post the information on the main page also, too, of the show. Thanks again, Claudia, and glad you called in.
Thank you.
And,
and
good
thank
night.
You for having me. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. So, y'all, bro, that's interesting information right there. We're going to have to go and pay Claudia a visit for sure. I mean, that's some very, very, very informative information, and that's beautiful what she's doing and what she's done for that young lady. Anything you want to say before we close the show, y'all, bro?
Well, as usual, I want everyone to keep a positive mindset as much as possible, because I know we are human and we have all different types of emotions, but all of our emotions we can control. So therefore, continue to stay positive when you don't necessarily feel like it, because everything eventually is going to be all right.
All right. All right. Ron Yarbrough, hey, thanks for joining the show, as always.
I appreciate
Ron Yarbrough.
As usual. Yes, sir.
All
have
right.
a good evening.
All right.
And take you speak.
Are you too now?
Take care. Bye now.
All right. Well, that was Ron Yarbrough. Ron Yarbrough. I'm going to finish up with some closing arguments. God tells us to fear nothing and no one. Fear nothing and no one, okay, except for him. We are not to live in fear, period, okay? Do you know 145 Bible verses about not worrying, not being anxious, no fear? 145 Bible verses explains that. Closing arguments. Guys, I want you to letting fear win. God has given us all so many talents in life. Stop letting fear win. Doubt will keep negative weight in your mind towards making that positive change in life. Stop letting fear win. Stay focused on surrounding yourself with positive people. Stop letting fear win. Fear is a serious problem we all carry among us in our bloodstream daily. Stop letting fear win. Practice and pray to remove fear from your life, letting fear win. Be willing to look fear in the eyes and say, you're not going to stop me anymore. Stop letting fear win. Guys, I hope you guys enjoy the show. And we'll catch you guys next week. I'm going to jump into some other topics here pretty soon. And most of them will probably be... I'm setting one up pretty soon for relationships. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night.
Picnics in the park on a Saturday by the